You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
A record number of Aucklanders are using public transport amidst rising fuel costs. The average number of users is up 10% from the same time last year. And yesterday, Watercare lifted its boil water notice for the suburbs of Hillsborough, Mount Roskill, Royal Oak and Three Kings after 2 days under the notice. The notice was due to a detection of bacteria on Monday, which a Watercare investigation found was caused by a single water quality monitoring tap. For City Counselling this week, I spoke to Councillor Shane Henderson about both of these topics. I started by asking about what he thinks is driving the increased demand for public transport in Auckland.
Yeah, 100%. So our public transport system in Auckland is absolutely killing it. We're getting people flocking to our buses and stuff like that right now. And I think the big driver is cost, frankly. Our head of public transport at AT has come out and said, look, the cost of driving 15 kilometres in or out of the city now is double the cost of taking public transport. So people are sort of voting with their wallets. And I hope they stick around because it's a good service. So try it out, I would say, and see if it works for you.
There are suggestions that scheduled rail closures for April should be delayed given the surge in users. Is this something that the council has considered?
Yeah, there's been some brief discussions about it, but really we need to be driven by the needs of the project. So delaying things means delaying testing, which means delaying the CRL, and that can have huge flow-on effects for, and I'm concerned about flow-on effects around cost as well as delays. So we need to get that thing started, but that requires a lot of testing to make sure that it's okay before we open it up to the public. So yeah, I can kind of see where people are coming from with that one, but the sort of downside to delays possibly too great.
Would this be a good opportunity to push for public transport improvements such as more frequent bus services or other accessibility measures like fare-free travel?
Yeah, look, I think now's the time to capitalise. There's an old saying in politics, right, to not waste a good crisis. Well, people are doing it really tough, and we've got an opportunity as decision makers, and this is kind of local and central government, to meet people's needs and do things differently and better, and hopefully those things can kind of continue through the future. So you pointed out coverage of the public transport system, and I think that's a really good thing to look at. Personally, I think cost is something to look at as well, because people's cost of living, in the city is spiralling out of control in a lot of places. We can help with that directly by lowering people's costs of transport. For example, I've got some really interesting figures here. So the national public transport revenue is about $300 million a year. That's across the whole country. 3 months of fare-free trips, so just an example, would cost about $80 million in foregone revenue, right? Whereas the government's fuel payment that they've announced has budgeted as $93 million per quarter. So $93 million versus $80 million. I mean, we're getting a better deal, and we're helping the planet by encouraging people to commute via public transport if they can. So, you know, this is something we could be looking at. We could be looking at things like lowering the fare cap. That's something we could do. So, you know, I'd encourage central government to help us out here, and we can kind of help people in a meaningful way.
Obviously, there are these benefits that could be felt across Auckland, but are there any specific improvements to the public transport out west where you're based that you'd like to see?
Yeah, we're always looking at things like frequency, and things have improved a lot in West Auckland, to be fair, and especially along kind of the northeastern interim busway route and the kind of feeder services there. That's really great. So my first thing to particularly West Aucklanders listening, try out this new system if you can, because it is a hell of a lot better than what I remember when I was a kid, that's for sure. But yeah, things like coverage, of course, are big for us. And, you know, honestly, it's not related to the cost of living crisis necessarily, but I think a bus to Piha is something we should be looking at in the future as a city, because that will help out our tourist numbers and our economic development as a city as well. So that's just a little aside to kind of throw in the mix there. But, you know, on a general level, coverage and cost, these are the things we've got to keep focusing on, and that's not just a West Auckland issue, that's the entire city.
And I want to switch tacks now and ask about the boil water notice that was in place for parts of Auckland this week. That has now been lifted, but could you go through the cause of this issue?
Yeah, so there was a boil water notice from the 6th to the 8th, and that affected Mount Roskill, Three Kings, Royal Oak and Hillsborough. Now, I've been told that it's very unlikely that anyone's ingested bad stuff. It was an E. coli thing that was picked up in the drinking water, but the cause most likely was a water quality sample tap, so not necessarily the E. coli itself in the water. So Watercare, just out of an abundance of caution, said, look, let's chuck a boil notice out there, and just so that people are 100% safe, because we can't take any chances with this stuff, right? But the good news is, very unlikely that anyone's ingested E. coli. That's fantastic. But now the boil notice has been lifted as of the 8th of April, which is yesterday. So life's good. We carry on. And it's, I think, just like a reassurance for people that we have these systems in place that we can trigger if things go wrong.
Yeah, so it seems like it was a good test of the systems that we have in place for this kind of situation. But do you have any comments, good or bad, on the Watercare response?
I'm feeling quite positive about the Watercare response. When local councils or government choose to make these kind of big calls, there's always a question of, you know, does it go too far? Is it kind of a boy cried wolf situation? But, you know, I think, to me, this is not the case. I think it was important to put that out there because they did detect something, even though it's now clear that it wasn't in the water. And like I said before, it's an assurance to people that we have these systems in place because, you know, if anything goes wrong, we're going to be relying on those systems. So I'm feeling really positive and upbeat about the response, and I think it was appropriate.
And I just want to finish by asking, there's potentially some wild weather hitting Auckland this weekend. Did you have anything you wanted to quickly say on that?
Yeah, just for everyone out there in Auckland, if you can just get yourself prepared just in case, because we don't know what's going to happen just yet. Keep an eye on the news. Keep an eye on Auckland Emergency Management, which have social media channels that will give you the best advice possible, the official advice. That's what we've got to rely on. And apart from that, just make sure you've got all your supplies ready, things like torches and batteries and those kind of things, just to be prepared because we don't know what's going to happen. But making sure that you're prepared is an important step for the family.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on the increased demand for public transport in Auckland and the boil water notice for parts of Auckland that was lifted yesterday.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.